Hello and welcome to day 9 of the 30-day challenge. I am Anjana and you're listening to my podcast, Adventures of Anjana. Something happened last night and though I had something else lined up for today, I thought this was more and that I wanted to share it with you before anything else. So what happened was last night, my family and I, we went out for dinner and it was a late dinner. We had gone out somewhere and from there when we went to eat, it was almost closing time for the restaurant that we went to. And this is a restaurant which is like a typical South Indian breakfast joint. So or like breakfast or tiffin joint where you go and you order something quick and then they serve you on banana leaves, you eat and you get out. It's no mess and it's no fuss kind of a food system. So we were there and this is our usual joint. So we went there, we were waiting. My husband was hungry, my kids and I weren't. So I was having a cup of coffee, he was having his dinner. And there were a couple of people in the restaurant, not too many. It wasn't super crowded, so you could see what other people were doing. People watching, who doesn't do that, right? So I was sipping my coffee at 10 in the night and I was looking around and I saw this couple, a couple of tables diagonally opposite to where we were sitting. And I was just like, it's not like I was paying attention to them, but then there's something about there was a lady and a man who was sitting and the lady's face changed. It was like one, you know, one, it had a very grimaceful look to it. I was wondering what could have gone wrong. Maybe something wasn't right or what is it, you know, curiosity. And I kept kind of taking side looks as I kept sipping my coffee. And I realized that the chapati that was served to her wasn't apparently up to the mark or apparently what she had expected. Now, this is understandable. Things like these happen at restaurants and we've been served dishes that are either too cold or not cooked properly or stuff of that sort always happens, right? And the sensible thing to do would be to call the person who's waiting your table and then tell them that such and such is the problem and ask them for help. Either they replace the dish or they do something about it. So in most cases, places like this where we went to eat last night, they are flawless in their cooking. So because they just like go cut. They deal with like so many people in a day. And even if there is trouble, then they quickly replace it because they don't want too much of time holding back people. So that's like the process there. So as I noticed, this lady was apparently unhappy with the roti, the chapati that was there on her plate, on her leaf. And so she made this face where she was like, it is not even edible. You know, you can imagine my face fully scrunching up in disgust and is like, ugh, kind of a thing. Understandable again, sometimes food isn't good and when you're hungry it really ticks you off, completely understandable. But then what upset me or what really made me go, what in the world, guys, is the way she behaved with the person who was waiting their table. Now see, the thing is, most of these people who wait tables in such restaurants in small cities are slightly elderly people, at least give 15 years of an age gap, right, from who you are. Like say I'm 36, that person waiting tables must have been around 50. So what happened was, the way she reacted to him, it's not his fault. He was just serving what was sent from the kitchen. And the same thing could have been said politely. The same exchange could have been done in a more pleasant manner, regardless of time, of hunger, or whatever it is. But I realized that this is not just about time, hunger, and place. It is about how naturally people are like that. And it made me wonder, how is it that you can be rude to someone, right? How can you be consciously rude to someone? Sometimes you may say something, a slip of the tongue, and then you'll be like, oh God, that was wrong. I shouldn't have said that. I was rude. That is a different thing. But how can you actively be unkind to someone? And this, I always feel, I won't say I feel bad, but they are slightly older than us. And the least you can do is give them respect, right? I'm not saying you have to go out of your way to do anything, but just be respectful as human beings and be kind to them because they're serving you food. They're bringing good food to your table. They're ensuring that you eat and you have a good experience. Why be unkind to them? And what came to my mind was that it's not just this lady, and I'm giving her the benefit of doubt. Maybe something was really bad or whatever it was. It's not just this lady, but in general, us as a race, we have become slightly short-tempered, short-circuited. We have no patience, and at the drop of a hat, we lose our patience. We are not kind. We get angry. We say things. to random people. These aren't even people of consequence in our lives. And if you are unkind to random people, then what does it say about you? I don't know. I probably don't have enough words to express the amount of frustration that I felt last night. And I felt really bad about it because these men who wait tables there, I've been seeing them for 7 years. I've been in the city for 7 years and I've been seeing them over time. And they are the sweetest of the bunch. They are so sweet when my kids ask them for idli or ask them for extra ghee, whatever it is. They're so kind. And why would you give such a reaction to someone? I mean, I have tears in my eyes just saying this because it makes me so angry. Kindness. Are we running short of it? I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm out of words. So I'm going to say bye right now because I'm going to have a cup of coffee and cool down my system. But what are your thoughts on this? I mean, I've been laughing about it, but what do you think? Do you think what happened last night, what I saw was fair, unfair? Yeah, I'm not judging per se, but I feel that kind words and kind actions really do lead to a better outcome, and rudeness is not nice. And I always have this question of how can you be unkind or rude to someone? How could you just randomly be rude? Let me know what you think about it. The Q&A box is right below this episode. I will see you tomorrow. Until then, take care. Tata, bye-bye.